Morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rachel Palapoli, the Director of Circular Economy with Tarkett Commercial. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up. You're going to speak this week at the CARE Conference, which is in Indianapolis. I want to talk about that in just a minute. First, though, a little background on you. I first met you, and you were working in your family business, Planet Recycle in Phoenix. That was acquired by Aquafil, and you took a job with Aquafil and did that for a while. And now you've been at Tarkett here for a couple of years, right?
That is correct. It's been about a little over a year and a half I've been with Tarkett.
One of the things I like about you, Rachel, is you tell it like it is. Matter of fact, your sister is a retired police officer, so you got a lot of spunk, right?
That is right. The whole family does.
Okay. Let's first catch up on the state of sustainability with A&D. I know that's what you focus on. We all know that A&D has been focused on doing the right things in the area of sustainability. Give us an update on that.
I think we're really starting to see a shift in the A&D firms. They've always paid attention to sustainability throughout the product, you know, as far as its healthy materials, what it's made out of, what its end of life situation is. But most recently, a lot of the discussions has been around Gensler and what they just announced with their product sustainability standards. I mean, they're really looking at the sustainability performance criteria for a lot of the products that go into that built environment. And carpet tile, for example, is one of them. So, I mean, they've got different levels of performance within the standards, and they're really paying attention to material health and transparency, indoor air impact, life cycle impact. And so they're really looking at a holistic approach from a sustainability standpoint. Even there, I mean, there's a heavy focus on end of life solutions for products.
Yeah, so sustainability is a lot more than carbon offset, isn't it?
It's a lot more than carbon offsets, yes, absolutely.
Give us a couple of highlights of your talk this week with CARE.
You know, at Tarkett, we've set some lofty goals for 2030. One of those goals is to increase our recycled content in our products to 30% globally. Obviously, as the director of circular economy, it's one of my responsibilities is to help Tarkett commit to creating a circular economy. And to achieve these goals, you know, it's essential to build the bridges across the value chain and to close the loop on our manufacturing. So, you know, we've developed internal recycling solutions for our soft surface products, and now we need that steady supply of post-consumer material to process and then use it as new recycled raw material. You know, and now that the technology to recycle the material is in place, we're really focused on the restart program. To reclaim the post-consumer product, we needed to effectively restart our restart program to our customers. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I often tell the story of I started at the way bottom and then worked my way up, growing up in the waste management business and then becoming a collector sorter, you know, through Planet Recycling and then being acquired by Aquafil, understanding how carpet is deconstructed and then from there, where does it go? And now I've come to work for a manufacturer. So I definitely can understand that the process of recycling existing material can be overwhelming and intimidating the owners and to the A&D firms. And sometimes it's an undue headache for the contractors. You know, I mean, there is that philosophy. It's just easier just to dump it in the landfill. So we're really trying to take the burden off our external stakeholders and make the program as simple as possible, you know, with straightforward tools that everyone can use and understand. And we have to communicate it easily. And whether or not that message is coming directly from our sales force or through the website. So part of what I'm hoping to discuss at the CARE conference is, you know, where are we? What are we doing? What have we done over the last year and a half, you know, with our restart program? And where do we see it going? I mean, we've set some pretty lofty goals from a collection standpoint and taking back that post-consumer material. But, you know, also to talk about the challenges. You report how often that, you know, resilient flooring is surpassing carpet sales. So are we really focusing at all on recycling resilient flooring? Because I think that that's important because we need to find those end-of-life solutions for those products as well.
And when you look at Tarkett's business, you actually do more resilient than you do carpet, right?
Yes. You know, it was really interesting when I came to work for Tarkett. I mean, I come from the soft surface side, right? So I come from carpet recycling.
Right.
I don't necessarily come from resilient products. And so when it was eye-opening to me, when I looked at all of the different products that Tarkett actually manufactures, it's vast. You know, we have a whole sports division. So it has definitely been eye-opening for me. And you're absolutely right. I mean, we sell to an education, healthcare, to workplace, to hospitality, residential. I mean, you name it, we sell to those markets. And we've got a whole variety of products that we can offer. So trying to find end-of-life solutions for every one of them, as you can imagine, can be challenging.
Well, I don't know if most people would know that Field Turf, which is the largest brand in the artificial football and athletic surface business, is a Tarkett company. And that's a big piece of business for you guys. So let's go back to Resilient for a minute. And one of the issues with unzipping Resilient at end of life is knowing what's inside, right? Isn't that an issue?
It absolutely is an issue. And, you know, obviously as well, you know, we've got to pay attention to the fact some of it is manufactured here in the United States, but, you know, there's a lot that's imported in. On top of resilience, if we're going to look at LVT, you've got flexible LVT, but then you've got rigid core LVT. And can you even unzip them? Or is this more the question of we just need to find an alternative market to put the product into or use it maybe as filler for something? But of course, those questions also arise. Well, what does the material health statement look like? What's in it? What ingredients are being used? And if you don't know where it came from, how do you find that out? Again, you know, these are some of the challenges that we're facing when you look to recycle LVT. So is it a question of maybe finding an alternative market for it?
And one more little news item. Most of the extended producer responsibility programs that are out there in the U.S. are focused on carpet, and they're starting to broaden their scope. And I think California is even taking a look at Resilient, right?
I believe so. California right now is the only state, you know, that actively has a carpet EPR program. We all know that New York is passed. We saw some changes in the New York bill insofar as what it included. Right. So now it's not just carpet. It's also carpet padding. It's artificial turf. It's landscape turf. So they have definitely broadened the product category there. So is California next insofar as looking at different types of flooring and what's being done? And listen, like I said before, you always lay it out for us from a sales point of view. So if Resilient is selling more than carpet at this point, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we need to start looking at what is being done to recycle these other types of products.
All right, Rachel. Well, I'm sorry I'm not going to hear your talk face to face, but I look forward to hearing the highlights of it. Great to talk to you. Been talking to Rachel Palapoli, the Director of Circular Economy with Tarkett Commercial, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.